Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Kolder. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today, the truth of the Word of God, the truth of the actual facts of history, showing what is in the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament, that people who think they know their Bibles do not even understand. Now, we have seen, if you want to understand the Word of God, Psalm 111 and verse 10 says, a good understanding have those who keep His commandments. Now, a lot of people think they're keeping the commandments of God. Other people think they don't have to keep the commandments of God at all. But what is happening in the world? In religion. And why is it that the religions are getting back together? Coming together in one great Babylonian amalgamation, as we saw in Revelation 17 last time. And that it's all built on lies. And it's all built on deception. And that, the Orthodox Christianity of this world does not worship the true Christ or the true God. Let's see what these lies actually lead to. Now remember this. You can believe a lie with the same intensity and fervency that you believe the truth. So what is it that you believe? Verse 9, Revelation 12. And the great dragon was cast out, the ancient serpent who is called the devil and Satan, who is deceiving the whole world. And that's present tense participle. Is actively ongoing, deceiving the whole world. How does he do that? He does that with counterfeits. And how many times have I said, what is one of the great counterfeits that is taught by Orthodox Christianity? Sunday keeping. Did you know that Sunday is the day of the sun god? And did you know that the sun god was called Baal? So if you read the Old Testament, which you ought to, so you can get a great understanding of what God is talking about in the New Testament and in prophecy. And remember this. Every time some minister says, we don't need the Old Testament because it's all been fulfilled. Remember this. The New Testament church started by preaching Christ out of the Old Testament. All the prophecies, everything about his life, how he would lay his life down, how he would suffer, all out of the Old Testament. And when Paul came to the Bereans, they checked the scriptures, that is, went to the synagogue and opened the scrolls to read the Old Testament scripture prophecies about Christ to prove whether these things were so or not. So this is why Church at Home. You can't do in your church by going to church for however long you would go to church and supposedly take communion and supposedly take the Eucharist and everything in the universe in your life is good. Not so. You need to study the Word of God. You need to pray to God. And the only place you can truly do that is at home. So I give you a challenge. And the challenge is this. If you are seeking the truth and you want the truth rather than being deceived by Satan, the devil who has the whole world deceived, here is the challenge. You take Saturday from sundown Friday to sundown Saturday and you do church at home and you study your Bible. And if you need a really good Bible, you can get the Bible that we produce. which is based on the truth, the truth, the truth, and nothing but the truth of the Word of God, the Holy Bible in its original order, a faithful version, because we don't add to or take away, and we don't put in there traditions of men. So you keep the Sabbath, every Sabbath, for a month in your own home. Turn off the television, turn off all the things there. Your children are there. Teach them some things out of the Bible, and even pray. Pray to God from your heart in truth. Okay? Called the devil and Satan, who is deceiving the whole world. And he was cast down. So this is at the end time. Then he makes war against the church. Verse 17. Then the dragon was furious with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, who what? Keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ, the truth. These are the ones who are going to have to stand and lose their lives for the word and truth of God. Are you willing to do that? How is your life? Where is it going? What are you doing? Now then, let's come to chapter 13. And let's see what else happens. If you believe these lies, let's see what else happens here. Now remember where we read last time that the woman is sitting on a scarlet-colored beast, and her name is called Babylon the Great, the mother of the harlots and the abominations of the earth. And we saw how the water depicted nations and people and languages and so forth. Verse 1, Apostle John says, I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his horns 10 crowns, and on his heads the name of blasphemy. The same thing we read in Revelation 17, right? Yes. Now, verse 2 is a very interesting verse, because verse 2 is a summary of all the beast of Daniel 2, 7, 8, 9, 11, and 12. The great coming world government. And it's going to come. How far down the road? We don't know. But the thing is, we need to get our lives right with Christ now. And that's through baptism and repentance. And the beast that I saw was like a leopard. You can read that, Daniel 7. And his feet like a bear, his mouth like the mouth of a lion. And the dragon, who is the dragon? Chapter 12 and verse 9, the devil and Satan. And the dragon gave him his power and his throne and his great authority. Now remember what we discussed about Jesus being offered all of this if he would worship Satan? It's going to look so colossally good when it begins that the world is going to be deceived. Remember the rise of Hitler? After all the depression and all of the bad times and everything that was going wrong in Germany, when he got it straightened around, didn't it look good to the Germans? Didn't it look wonderful to them? Why do you think that they got caught up in this? Because when Satan presents lies, he starts out with what looks good. How did World War II end? Well, not very good. Let's go on. And I saw one of his heads, as it were, wounded to death, but his deadly wound was healed. Now notice the next sentence. And the whole earth was amazed and followed the beast. Now, imagine how that would be today. Some great leader assassinated, but he comes to life. Maybe even the Pope comes over there and anoints him and prays for him, and he comes back to life. And you see it. You see it on television. It would be an actual fact. But how are you going to know, unless you understand the Word of God, that this is the great deception that's coming on the whole world? We covered that recently, didn't we, with the abomination of desolation? Yes, indeed. Now notice what the world does. And they worship the dragon who gave his authority to the beast, the same authority that Satan offered Jesus. If he would have worshipped him. And they worship the beast, saying, "Who is like the beast? We've never had anything like this before. After all the wars and troubles and difficulties the world has been through, now we finally have a living Savior." And a Pope proclaims him God manifested in the flesh. Here to save the world. Hasn't that always been the lie? Remember, Nazi Germany was to what? Have their government for 1,000 years? Taken directly as a lie from the scriptures of Revelation 20? How long did it last? Well, 12 years. And what was the destruction to the world and that with the Japanese combined? Great suffering and death. Now notice what he does. Great orator, great speaker, can move vast crowds to do his will. And a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies was given to him, and authority was given to him to continue for 42 months. That is after the wound was healed. Now notice, his character changed. Did that happen with Adolf Hitler? Did his character change to be really, really, really evil, overtly, outwardly, and with every word that he said? Yes, indeed. Going to be the same way with the beast. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and those who dwell in heaven. And he was given power to make war over the saints and to overcome them, and was given authority over every tribe and language and nation. And all who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Whose names are written in the book of life of the Lamb? Those who repent? Those who have been baptized? Those who keep his commandments, and anyone who tells you you don't have to keep the commandments of God is a liar, so don't believe that. And those who grow and overcome and prepare for the return of Christ and the resurrection from the dead. Now, all of this is coming together with the false religions.
More than 80 Buddhist and Christian leaders from over 18 countries attended the four-day 6th Buddhist Christian Colloquium, sharing insight on topics varying from the causes of violence to ways of preventing it. During the closing ceremony, religious leaders took a moment to pray together for world peace. During the ceremony, His Eminence Cardinal Jean-Louis Thauron, President of the Pontificate of Interreligious Dialogue, presented founder of Linzhou Mountain Dharma Master Xindao a woodblock panel of Jesus and Mary in a show of appreciation for his unreserved efforts, and Master Xindao to Cardinal Thauron a porcelain statue of Bodhisattva in mutual respect and appreciation.
10-point
consensus and final statement were also presented at the closing ceremony, following a visit to the newly opened Love and Light exhibit at the Museum of World Religions, founded by Dharma Master Xindao in Yonghe, New Taipei City, Taiwan.
因为我们这个博物馆是尊重信仰，包容族群，共同推动，相依共存，也就多元共生的一种博爱，这种博爱的精神。我们的交流是一个爱地球、爱和平的一个目的。那么多年下来呢？
那。 How will this take place? There's going to be a false prophet working with him. That's the second beast of Revelation 13. And it talks about the mark of the beast. How is all of this going to come together? Well, let's come back here and see. Revelation 18. Let's see this great Babylon, combination of church and state, world government, world religion. With all this deception coming on, the whole world. Now think about it. Just think about how are you able to get the truth? Only by loving and obeying God and believing the Bible. And following what it commands you to do. Now here, Revelation 18 and verse 2. And he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen. Now we will see that there is a prophecy of that back in Isaiah. And has become a habitation of demons, prison of every unclean spirit, prison of every unclean and hateful bird, for all nations. And whenever you come to the word all, circle it in your Bible. This doesn't mean some. This doesn't mean the most important. This means all nations. Now, I want you to understand everything in the book of Revelation is talking about the whole world, the whole earth, all nations, languages, tongues, people, all being brought together. And isn't that the goal of the elite of this world? Yes. Well, then question, who are they serving? God or Satan? Because all nations have drunk of the wine of the fury of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the power of her luxury. Look at the giant corporations today. Are they rich? How did they get that way? What's going to happen? Let's see what you need to do. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people. If you want to be the people of God, you come out of Babylon. How do you come out of Babylon? Well, you have to live in the world, so that means you come out of the system. You come out of the worldly system of the religion. You come out of the worldly system of the way that the government and the things are run. You live in the world in truth and in honesty, and God will love you and watch over you. And in coming out of the world, this means you must repent. This means you must be baptized. Now notice what he says, come out of her, my people, so that you do not partake in her sins. What are her sins? Well, it's very evident, isn't it? Just get the Ten Commandments right here. And look at the world right here, and you can see sin is a transgression of the law. And if they have traditions and practices against the laws and commandments of God, that is sin. If they have a way of living in same-sex marriage and homosexuality and all of the abominable, perverted practices that the world has today, that is sin. So you need to come out of it. And that you do not receive her plagues. Now, the plagues are going to be awesome because Christ is coming and the angels are going to pour out those plagues. And Christ is going to conquer the world. Now, notice verse 5. For her sins have reached as far as heaven, and God has remembered her iniquity. Render to her as she is rendered to you. Give to her double even according to her works. In the cup that she mixed, give her back double. To the degree she glorified herself and lived luxuriously, give to her much torment and sorrow. For she says in her heart, I am a queen, enthroned, and am not a widow, and in no way shall I experience sorrow. Now we'll see the prophecy of this in just a bit. For this very reason her plague shall come in one day, death and sorrow and famine, and she shall be burned with fire, for the Lord God who executes judgment upon her is powerful. Going to be an awesome day. Let's come to Isaiah 47. This is prophesied in 800 B.C. Think of that. Nearly 3,000 years ago. And then reprophesied about 1,900 years ago in the book of Revelation. Amazing, isn't it? See, because the Bible is true, and the Bible is the Word of God, and every prophecy is going to be fulfilled. And understand this, every prophecy will be fulfilled to the maximum. So there is a prophecy of it in Isaiah 47. Let's start in verse 1. Come and sit down in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. That is a cynical writing because she's anything but a virgin. Sit on the ground. There's no throne for you, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for you shall no more be called tender and delicate. Take the millstone and grind meal. Push back your veil. Draw up your skirts. Uncover your legs. Pass over the rivers, for your nakedness shall be uncovered. Yea, your shame shall be seen. I will take vengeance, and I will not meet you as a man. As for our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is his name, the Holy One of Israel. Be silent and go into darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for you shall no more be called the Lady of Kingdoms. Isn't that what it said in Revelation 18? I sit as a queen. Nothing shall affect me. I have all my children back. Through the great ecumenical movement on the part of all of our religious leaders. Quite a thing, isn't it? What's coming? The fulfillment of the Word of God. That's what's coming. Now then, let's continue right on here in verse 6. I was angry with my people. I polluted my inheritance and gave them into your hand. You showed them no mercy. You have very heavily laid your yoke on the aged. And you said, I shall be a lady forever. So that you did not lay these things to your heart, nor do you remember the latter end of them. Now then hear this, O lover of pleasure who sits securely, who says in her heart, I am That's exactly what the Catholics say. Their church is as God, and the Pope is the vicar of Christ. And vicar means the replacement. I am, and none else besides me. Everyone's going to come to me, and they will. But not in the way that she thinks, and not in a way that it's going to appear to the world, because it's coming as a great and colossal, absolute, wrath-filled event when Christ returns. Continuing now, I shall not sit as a widow, nor shall I know the loss of children, because all the Protestants are coming home, and all of the pagans are coming home, and this is going to look like a colossal, wonderful thing. So what we see happening in Orthodox Christianity is now preparing the way for this to happen. And it's been underway ever since Pope John Paul the 23rd, which probably opened the way for this to begin to happen. So these prophecies will take place. Now notice, but these two things shall come to you in a moment, in one day, the loss of children and widowhood, and they shall come upon you in their fullness for the multitude of your sorceries and for the great abundance of your enchantments. Notice the attitude. Verse 10, for you've trusted in your wickedness, you have said, no one sees me. Your wisdom and your knowledge have perverted you, and you have said in your heart, I am, and there is none else, taking all the prerogatives of God. So we're looking at some very astounding things to happen in Orthodox Christianity and in the world. And all of these are leading to and paving the way for the return of Jesus Christ. And there is a time, and it's right now, there is a dividing line. And on which side of this dividing line will you be? Will you be on God's side through repentance and baptism and loving him and obeying him and keeping his commandments and preparing for the return of Christ and the first resurrection? Or will you be on the side of the great lady, the queen, when all these events take place? And you think these things are so wonderful and so good and so marvelous that it's going to happen. The return of Christ will come in the fullness of his power at the time of the height of the power of the beast and the false prophet. And it's going to be astonishing. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. Be sure and get our booklet, Why Christianity is Failing in America, and Lord, What Should I Do? And then you can also write for the book if you want to know more about the return of Christ, The Appointed Times of Jesus the Messiah. And yes, in there you will see he is coming from outer space with the angels and then the resurrected saints. And the world is going to think, the aliens are invading us. And isn't that what the world is preparing itself to do, to fight the aliens? And they don't know. They're going to be fighting Christ. So you need this book, The Appointed Times of Jesus the Messiah. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.